Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we continue with our series on the flagship beers of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. A quick review, a flagship beer is the core beer or beers of a brewery that they likely brew on a regular or at least semi-regular basis. Today, Seth Cook and I discuss their flagship IPA, What We Got.
What We Got is a double IPA. This originated, boy, it almost originated 8 years ago when we were doing it.
It predates the brewery.
It does predate the brewery. This is a batch that we had made a lot on our test system. We were attempting, in the very early days of the brewery concept, in our home and at Brandt's house, we were attempting to find grains and hops that really blended together to kind of show who we are or what we wanted to be seen as a brewery. Now, if anybody knows our brewery, you know that we're a bit more of the British-style traditionalists. Certainly not exclusively, but we probably lean in that direction if we're going to be real honest. So what we were doing is we're playing with a lot of grains, including Maris Otter, including some of the crystal malts and caramel malts and some of the traditional hop blends. And we were blending in some new American hops. We were attempting to develop what we would consider a double IPA. And at the time, the double IPA was a bit ambiguous. It was kind of big and it was kind of bitter. And it certainly wasn't the beast that it is today in the industry. What we were doing is we were playing with all these different malts, fired up for a brew day on a Saturday, expecting a truck to turn up with the next iteration of grains and malts that we were going to experiment with. The truck was delayed for whatever reason, and we had a warm batch of water there. And Brant and I said, well, let's not waste a Saturday waiting. Let's throw something together here using these ingredients that we know. Let's weigh them out. Let's figure out kind of how we would put this together with the current inventory we have. We know we like all of this, and let's see what comes out of it. And it ended up being a high ABV because we had a lot of extra ingredients to use. So we wrote it down and were real diligent about the brew day, you know, still did it as scientifically as possible. And a few weeks later, we tried it, and we said, holy Moses, this is what we're looking for. I mean, it really blended the hops that we were looking at. It blended all these malts, and it was, I will never call it a happy accident, but it was just fortuitous that we had the things that we used on hand, and that is the name of the beer. It's the What We Got IPA, because we literally brewed with what we had.
More on the What We Got IPA at Wooden Legs' Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss another of the flagship beers at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. This time around, their double IPA, What We Got. Seth Cook says it hasn't changed much since that original brew day.
Really close. We had to adapt it a little bit to make sure that it literally fit in our grain ton. There was some mechanical constraints, so we've had to do a little bit of that, but it's not desperately different than the first couple of days we made it. I have learned to curse myself for this because it is one of the more difficult brew day beers with the hop schedule and how thick the mash is and everything else. It's kind of a pain on the brew day.
So maybe explain for people not familiar with brewing. It means you got to add hops a lot over a long period of time.
Right. And you have to add a whole lot of malt at the beginning when you're mashing it in, which it's physically hard to stir, hard to move, hard to make sure that you get all of it wet, hard to make sure that the water runs through it. I mean, it's just kind of a pain. But I think it's well worth the experience.
At one point, it's a massive beer stew.
Right, that's exactly right. It's it's bread gone rogue is what it is. Big old pile of grain.
So let's talk about the flavors of What We Got a little bit. As you said, it's more malt forward than a lot of double IPAs these days, but I consider it very balanced.
Right. Very often double IPAs, I won't say they never have a malt body behind it, but it's usually so strongly powered by the hops that's all you're getting. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. That's an American-style double IPA. Great beers. What our beer is, it's intended to be a bit more balanced. We do like to feature the malts that we used with it, but we like to back those malts up with a big, heavy hand of American-style hops. And the hops that we use in our What We Got are a family of hops that usually start with the letter C. So Chinook, Cascade, Challenger. These are all very American-driven West Coast, Upper West Coast.
Very traditional West Coast IPA hops.
Very traditional. So we don't use a lot of like the newer hops that you've seen in probably the last 4 or 5 years. We reserve those hops for some of our experimental beers, but for the what we got, it is what is now considered classic American sea hops on top of a bed of British style malts, and we use our house yeast and make sure it attenuates well. And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it as kind of a whole rounded experience.
And what we got is on tap right now at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. You should give it a try. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.